Roberto Suro, a joint professor at USC's Annenberg School of Communication and Journalism and the Price School of Public Policy, is an accomplished author about immigration reform. Suro sat down with Keith DeMolder to talk specifically about the history of Mexican-American immigration, President Donald Trump's immigration policies, and how journalists should cover the controversial president.
What have you seen in the past 20 years in terms of like numbers?
The number of Mexicans coming to the United States increased, really started picking up in the 1970s and 80s, and then accelerated a great deal in the 1990s. And something that people don't realize is that the flows peaked in the early 2000s and have been flat or declining since then. We're now 10 years into a period of much reduced flows for Mexico. And in fact, a period where the Mexican foreign-born population in the United States really hasn't grown at all since the Great Recession. It's a solid decade now that what we assumed was the pattern, which was ever-increasing numbers, has been broken, if not reversed. So we've seen what was a very discrete event, a period of migration that lasted 40 years, 50 years, depending on how you measure it, that's clearly now over. And if the number of Mexicans coming to the United States were to increase again, it would be a different phenomenon because many of the characteristics of the population characteristics and the economic factors that drove the previous migration are no longer compelling people to move.
Do you think that the immigration process as it stands right now, in that like, you have to go through a lot of forms and you have to wait a long time, do you think that that process is outdated or should be changed?
Yeah, I think the one point on which everybody involved in the immigration debate agrees is that the legal immigration system's broken. And in fact, one of the reasons why we have a substantial unauthorized population is because you have lots of people who couldn't get into the country otherwise. It's the lie behind the idea of saying to unauthorized migrants, well, you should just get in line and come with everybody else. You know, for lots of categories, there's no line, or it's a 20-year wait, which is fairly pointless. So, and there have been a number of proposals. The Senate actually, both in 2006 and in 2013, passed large reform bills, the guts of which involved major changes to the legal immigration system. Cleaning up the backlog has always been a major priority, because if your entire family is here, if your parents and your siblings are here, and you're the last person left in your home country, and you're told that it's a 15-year wait for your visa, what's happening increasingly is those people are saying, fine, I'll come wait here. I'll come here out of status and just live here for 15 years, and you tell me when I can come back legally.
In your estimation, how should the press report on these stories of immigration? Should they focus on like these like bloop events, or should they? How do you think they should go about it?
Yeah, I mean, this goes to the much more complicated and difficult question of how the press reports on Trump in general. How you exercise restraint as journalist covering that kind of story is really difficult, and it's unprecedented. And we've never been in this kind of a situation before, and it's going to take a while to sort itself out. The short-term effect is that a lot of people are spun up, not just unauthorized immigrants, but there are people spun up all over our society, on both sides, on all sides. And, you know, at some point, I think it's becoming clear that the political strategy here of that Trump has utilized relies on having people spun up. He feeds on polarization. The strategy is based on polarization. It's designed to keep people at each other's throats and to keep people anxious and fearful and angry. This is something that American journalism has got maybe a few more months to sort out. but not much longer than that, to try and understand how you convey to the American public what's happening without unnecessarily stoking emotions. How do you inform people without playing on their fear?
That was Roberto Suro and Keith DeMolder.